Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Sandy Johnson talking about cow identification records. Back with Sandy in just a moment. Hey cattle producers, the next Superior Video Livestock Auction is coming up on Thursday, January 26th. Yep, the every other week auctions are moving from Friday to Thursday this year on Superior Livestock, and this will be the first regular Thursday auction of the new year, broadcast live from Fort Worth on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on Superior ClickToBid.com. Video auction will be starting at 8 a.m. Central Time, 23,150 head expected in at this first sale of the new year on a Thursday. That'll include 8,800 yearling steers, 4,300 yearling heifers, 9,300 weaned calves, and 650 head of bred stock. If you'd like more information about an estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video on a specific lot, you can go to the website at SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call, 800-422-2117. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you. Here in the first quarter of the new year, it's a great time for cow-calf operators to be reevaluating your herd record-keeping systems. At the core of that is an accurate cow herd inventory. Beef cattle specialist Sandy Johnson says that individual cow identification carries considerable value in overall herd management. She says that maintaining that ID record is really important.
From the standpoint of knowing how many animals you're feeding, that's always important. Number of times your banker or other financial documents are going to require that type of information. And really to assess the performance of our herd, if we don't know truly what that number is, we're making rough estimates rather than something a little more accurate.
Sandy Johnson adds that producers need to be routinely updating the herd inventory on the go as needed. She says that can be accomplished in whatever way you're comfortable with, on paper or maybe keeping track with your smartphone.
You know, it doesn't have to be the same method for every member of the management team. For example, our millennials might be quite adept at using a smartphone to take a picture of the animal and texting that to the head record source, whether it was a death or a sale. You know, that would be easy to do for an individual animal. Somebody else might need to write it down. But the main thing is that you develop a habit of recording those things when they happen. We just too often forget if we think we're going to write it down when we get to the house. And do it when it happens, and that's often a good way to improve a system that's not working.
With most herds, the inventory tracking mechanism of choice is the ID ear tag, and producers should be at the ready to replace lost tags in accordance with their own record-keeping approaches.
If we tag every cow, sooner or later we're going to lose a tag, so we should be just automatically prepared if we're going to work cattle that we have a system in place to put a tag back in an animal that needs a new tag, and you don't want to create a duplicate tag. So you need to plan ahead based on your numbering system, what will work. And a key thing that we need to keep in mind when identifying cows or calves for that matter is if we make a treatment, we need to be able to identify that individual to know what the needed withdrawal period might be. For example, if we're giving an antibiotic, we do need to be able to track which animals we've treated and not have confusion over anything in our ID system.
Beef cattle specialist Sandy Johnson on the need to keep a cow herd inventory that's accurate on your operation. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the 39th annual Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association All Breed Bull Sale, Saturday, February 4th at 12:15 at the Cheyenne Ag Pavilion, featuring 60-plus breeding-age bulls, registered and commercial Angus, Shorthorn Plus, Composite, Semi-Angus, Hereford, and others. For more information or a catalog, call Linda Lucas at 580-497-7366 or send an email to rmccattleman@yahoo.com. That's rmccattleman@yahoo.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.